That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hold on. I think the Chiefs are about to make their pick. How long did that go?
I was well in bed before the Chiefs were on the clock.
It was 10 o'clock Central Time.
I saw one pick.
And the Steelers were getting ready to pick.
They were
20.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a great story because he grew up loving Troy Polamalu.
Troy Polamalu, yeah. He's a stud, too. I didn't know who he was.
I love the draft.
Yeah. I mean, a lesser man wouldn't be here because I have a major cold, so I just took some NyQuil and passed out to like the first pick. But the best part about that is you can just wake up and see the picks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't get the story behind it.
I don't care.
You don't get the excitement that the Vikings traded up to get number 17. If I had been watching, I wouldn't have learned that.
Yeah, you would have. You'd watch it the next morning.
Yeah, I would have.
Now, I would have watched a little longer. I wasn't feeling bad, but I mean, I wouldn't have watched the whole way to the Steelers.
I was in
pick.
And out, but the Packers weren't picking until 25, and
right,
it was
exactly,
like, it was 15, and it was already after 9 o'clock. I'm like, nah, not going to make it.
I liked it better. Granted, they want it's a bigger thing now. It's huge, but I liked it better when they started on Saturday afternoon to Sunday afternoon. You know, when you were around, you could watch it. But
they put this
on
the network. It was on the flagship. It was on ABC last night.
Yeah. Well, nothing else.
Two different coverages, though.
They should have started at 6.
Oh, was it?
Oh, no, yeah. It wasn't a simulcast. They've got the ESPN was covering the draft, and then
I watch ESPN.
The ABC feed was the guys from College Game Day. And it's like,
and
it's more.
The NFL Network had a feed, too. Yeah,
and the College Game Day guys, I guess, they focus more on the story of each pick. You know,
okay.
Where ESPN's just, they're getting the mechanics of the draft done.
Whatever was at the top of the list on YouTube TV, on my home screen, I clicked on that. And I think it was the ABC coverage.
Yeah. I watched ESPN.
I had ESPN
I was watching
on.
ESPN, yeah.
A little while.
Bills are on the clock.
For tonight, right?
Yeah.
What time does it start tonight?
They traded back twice.
I think it's an hour earlier. I think it's like 6 o'clock.
But they do two rounds tonight.
Yeah,
right?
Two and three. Yeah.
Detroit nailed it. But who didn't? Well, first of all, you mentioned Texas last night, put your national anthem, not necessary.
Not necessary.
Or America.
No.
America.
No.
America. Also, I didn't understand the buildup, and then Eminem didn't rap. Didn't you think he was going to rap? It was crazy.
No.
But they said, after the national anthem, he goes, we got a big Detroit welcome for you. And I knew Eminem was in the commercial, so I'm thinking, Eminem's going to come out and rap a little bit. And they brought five guys up, and they all went, yeah, go on Detroit. And that was it. You know,
yeah.
Which is fine. I mean, I didn't want to hear the rap anyway. I don't like crap. I don't like rap.
I'm
still
curious.
I still thought he was going to rap.
Yeah. How many hats J.J. McCarthy had at his house? Because he wasn't on premises.
I wonder about the hats, too.
Yeah, because
I think they send those guys one of everything.
I don't think everybody.
What do you do with the rest?
Donate them.
There weren't 32 hats in his house.
Send them to the Boys Club?
Not everybody was drooling over that guy.
You got to have a hat ready to go, man.
Yeah, but you
got to have a hat ready. Anything can happen in the draft.
Yeah, for every guy like that, there's a guy who slides, and all of a sudden is in the 20s, and I don't have your hat. Sorry. You know, you got to give them.
They got to have a hat.
They got to send them one of every.
Hats. Yeah, they
should think so?
I bet you they do.
The Vikings traded up twice.
Right.
They're screwed next year.
Oh, yeah. They've given away a lot.
This year,
let's hope they're screwed this year.
Well, they only have three picks next year. A first round and 2 fifth-round picks.
Well, supposedly they
nerd,
they stocked
really,
up this
really
year.
A nerd, man. All right, we're not going to dwell too much on this because I think sports coverage will beat us in this ranking.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
What?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
I just
Rachel Ware is going to be in here. Not in her underwear today, though, by the way. I'm sporting the white beater this morning because it's kind of hot in here. But also in honor of Rachel Ware doing an underwear show. Is that tonight?
She put a post up last night.
On Facebook,
She's not joking about that?
No.
I don't think so.
Have you done an underwear show, Nick?
No, and I will not.
Yeah.
Come on.
Tidy whiteys and just, you know, white skin. That'd be kind of cool.
I sleep in clothes.
Yeah. Certainly you have a price.
Well, yeah, if the price is right, I would, but I don't think that those shows would pay like
that.
No,
I don't think there's we'll ask her about that when she gets in. Is she going to stop in early today, too, about an hour or so from now?
It'd be nice if corporate shows were like that. You feel like you're in the underwear anyway.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Give me something else to talk about.
Who else in her underwear than anybody we know? We'll ask her when she gets here. Anybody you know, Nick, and get the underwear show with her tonight?
Where is it anyway? Dude might be on the show.
Okay. Oh, okay. Where are you at tonight, Nick?
I'll be in Fremont. RD's place in Fremont tonight, and then tomorrow night, Buffalo Joe's Roadhouse in Smithland, Iowa.
George Lopez is going to phone the program, too, a little later on this morning, pimping his show.
Lopez versus Lopez.
I believe it's on NBC.
Yep,
yeah, and then streaming on Peacock the next day.
Final two episodes of Season 2 airing on Tuesday.
And then I mentioned, Tom told me this off the air, but I retweeted it, Caliendo. Put up the famous, it was 2013 where he went, Todd, 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 Todd. That particular clip, he's dressed as Mel Kiper talking to Todd McShay, right?
Yeah.
And they did that bit, and I thanked him, and I said, I think we used that a little bit. Thank you. Appreciate that. Todd, 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 Todd. What time did it end? Because I wasn't awake.
Late?
I think it was like 10:45.
It was 10 o'clock when I went to bed, and they were still on the Steelers pick, which is 20, so 12 more picks to go.
Oh, my God.
Before they got it done.
You stayed up till the Chiefs pick, right, Nick?
Yeah, they traded up.
Yeah, no, a couple.
Buffalo traded with them. That hasn't worked out for Buffalo well in the past.
Well, you're the expert.
Well, that's who they got.
Not the guys of Buffalo.
The pick they used for Mahomes was Buffalo's pick.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You think after that they would just not trade with the Chiefs ever
that's
again?
That's luck of the draw, man. You know, Mahomes turned out to be the best, obviously.
Here's what Arizona State has to cheer about. I'm looking at the ASU football Facebook page. Congrats to the highest drafted Sun Devil ever. He's wearing an LSU hat. It says LSU.
Oh, no. Come on. Really?
You can't claim that.
No.
Was that an Arizona State official Twitter?
That's an official
fan.
It's their official Facebook page.
Oh, that's dumb.
Oh, come on.
That's lame.
That is super lame.
That's one thing that was different about the draft this year than most years is the highlights they would show of these dudes. A lot of them included
different
than one
colleges,
school.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. It's hard to play. Where do you go to college anymore? Because there's two answers.
You need at least two.
I don't even like that when somebody famous is born somewhere and left within a couple of days and the town claims them. Thinking, it's notable, but it's really not where he grew up.
Malcolm X?
I remember Andy Roddick, for some reason, was Nebraska's own. He grew up in Florida,
He was here
for a hot minute, but they were just, when he was the best player out there, Nebraska was saying, he's the best, he's Lincoln's own. Yeah, whatever, he's not from here, you know. He born here. Fell out of a vagina here. You could say that.
No. And the reason that guy got drafted was not because of his play at ASU.
No.
That is super lame.
No, that's not why he won the Heisman.
No.
Because of his play at Arizona State. He got recruited and he played there for a minute. But no, he didn't go into the NFL as a Sun Devil.
And then they screwed Cousins. What was up with that, man?
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
They're going to play Cousins. They're giving Cousins a fortune. So they're going to play him. But it is kind of weird.
Because GM Todd wanted that Penix guy ahead of J.J. McCarthy.
Oh, here you go, by the way.
The weirdest thing about that Cousins thing is they didn't...
He did that for us live.
Mel, the...
That's the one he did live for us.
Yeah.
That's not the one with the...
Should have taken Penix.
When Cousins had no idea that was going to happen.
No, they called him during when they were on the clock. I did read that. Yeah. I was geeking out like Nick for a second this morning, last night.
I think they had told him they might consider a quarterback.
No, he said nothing.
But they didn't say, we're going to take a quarterback in the first round.
Yeah, that's what I heard this morning. They said they told him, in the next couple years, we'll probably take a quarterback somewhere, and they meant this year in the first round. But you know what? He's going to roll over on his $100 million and go to sleep last night. He'll be fine.
Well, he's going to play. They're not giving him money in that long a contract. But he's
no, of course. He'll play till he sucks, and then they'll put the rookie in.
Yeah.
That's unreal.
I bet they sit him for at least 2 years.
Oh, easily.
At least 2 years.
Cousins is a decent quarterback, Todd. He was your boy.
There were so many good receivers then. Too. They could have gotten somebody that would help Cousins.
Yeah. He should have called you, Nick.
I would advise that. I think it's very funny.
I'm just glad they didn't, because I get all kinds of clickbait crap. Justin Jefferson's going to get traded. Here's 18 ways Justin Jefferson's going to get traded.
I didn't look
at any of that stuff, so I'm glad he didn't get traded. I'm also curious if he has enough juice that they would ask his input about quarterbacks, but probably not.
I would guess a guy like that you're trying to keep around? Yeah, you would.
Maybe,
man,
but he also...
They really don't, man. They don't. They keep those players. Yeah. You hear players say they keep them in the dark.
Because he's on record as saying he really liked Kirk Cousins, but obviously his input wasn't very valuable there.
Yeah.
Even the best players they keep out of
I would think.
Think about it, Todd. We don't play football, but, the big higher-ups always keep you out of the... Doesn't matter who you are. They're the ones in charge, They make decisions, And that's part of their deal. They know that, especially in the NFL, they go, this guy makes a ton of money. He's a stud, but guess what? I'm the guy. I'm the suit. I get to, I make the decision.
And new receivers are easy to find. If you're unhappy, actually. We'll ship you out, get a king's ransom, and draft another one.
Yeah, like the Chiefs drafted. The guy the Chiefs drafted, receiver, nobody's ever run a faster 40 at the combine than this guy.
All right.
Yeah, and he'll drop the ball as soon as it hits his hand.
I love it.
That's okay. Your Huskers are going to still suck. Rachel Ware in the studio a little later on this morning. George Lopez is going to phone the program, too. It's a Friday, right?
Last time I checked.
Okay.
Who was the highest drafted Husker?
They might not have anybody drafted this year.
Nobody?
They might have a dude that goes in one of the late rounds, but they're not expecting...
You got to have a better team
anybody. Yeah. Time. Yeah.
Well, there's always the UFL.
Or CFL.
Yeah.
True.
Go up to Canada. Play a little ball up there.
They'll have better players next year.
Adrian Martinez had a pretty good game a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, he did. I'm not watching any of that UFL.
Oh, is he in the UFL?
I think he plays for Birmingham.
Yeah, he's kicking ass up there. K-State's Adrian Martinez.
Oh, yes. That's right.
That's what got him in that league.
Yeah,
he went
right.
Year with
that's what got him in that league, K-State, man.
He's in the UFL because of K-State.
Yeah. Well, and I like that's the cool thing about the timing of that league is if you play well in the UFL,
you still chance.
You still got a chance to catch on for training camp for the NFL.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Quick break. Rachel Ware later on this morning in the studio. We'll discuss her underwear show.
Rachel Underwear.
Oh, God.
Man.
Tonight.
We still have nearly 4 hours to go.
We almost got there, man. Brutal.
That was clever.
That was
see you Monday.
Kick in the crotch.
Yeah. I mean, we all would have said it,
But dude,
but
that's one of those once it's in your mind, it has to be said.
Yeah, it has to be said, right? Because I'm sure a listener would have emailed that an hour from now, once they'd have figured it out. Right?
How come you didn't say that?
That's a Hall of Fame comedy right there.
I have a tea time. I got to go.
Right. It's raining.
Thank you. Have a good weekend. Good night.
That's fine. I'll see you tomorrow. See you Monday. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.